Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! All right. God bless you, everybody. God bless you. This is Prophetess Sherita Furlow. Thank you all so much for tuning in to GAB Radio. That's Great Awakening Christian Radio. And we're here today just hanging out, and we're going to be playing some gospel music. But this particular broadcast is our Holy Noon Talk broadcast, airs daily here at GABRadio.org, right here with Prophetess Sherita Furlow. And I'm so happy that you're here. I am here to just inspire the people of God to keep on looking to the hills which cometh your help, and knowing that your help comes from God. We're here to encourage, inspire you, and just push you into to the things of God. If you don't know God as your Lord and personal Savior, if you don't know Jesus Christ, on this broadcast is your opportunity to receive Jesus. I mean, we just got a lot going on, and I want to use this radio outlet to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. So again, thank you so much. Today we're going to be talking about interpreting spiritual dreams. Those of you, if you're spiritual, you know that God also speaks through spiritual dreams. So we're going to jump right into that. But before we do, we're going to have a quick song, and then we're going to come back with some announcements, and we're going to get into our teaching. We'll be right back.
You ain't ready for this.
I wanna make it to heaven.
Got a glimpse of a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. The seed dried up and the old one passed away. From there, nothing else had worth.
Yep.
Then I saw New Jerusalem coming down fresh out of heaven like a brand new bride. The holy city's what I'm talking about, and I wanna make it in.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanna make it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing face to face. Of God is with every man. If you listen to the man and fulfill his plan, you will make it to the promised land, where there's no more crying, death, pain, and everything is passed away. He's the Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. And I just wanna make it in. I just wanna make it in. See him face to face.
All right, how many of y'all wanna make it in and see Jesus when he come? I'm telling you, I want to make it in. Amen. The Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside. Amen. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want to make it to heaven, y'all. Anyways, God bless everybody. This is Holy Noon Talk broadcast with Prophetess Sherita Furlow right here on GABRadio.org. Don't forget, we are a 24-hour radio ministry, 24 hours, and we play gospel music, interviews, and live preaching, so much more. Here you will receive daily encouragement, restoration, and spiritual enrichment from the true living Word of God. Our mission is to impact the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ through radio media ministry. So again, thank you guys, and I welcome all of you. So let's dig in. We're going to do our announcements later on at the end of this broadcast as well. So tune in for our announcements. So I want to talk to you about interpreting spiritual dreams. Now, some people think when they go to sleep, and before I get in, I want to pray. Father God, we just thank you for this broadcast. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. We ask you right now to send the Holy Spirit. We just thank you for the Holy Spirit that's going to just abide with us on this call today, on this radio broadcast. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Interpreting spiritual dreams. So many people think they just go to sleep and they're trying to understand how God speaks. And they all, yes, God used prophets, Okay. Yes, God speaks through the word of God. Yes, God speaks through men and women of God. Amen. But he also speaks in your dream. All right. I want to let you know that God wants to get your attention. And a lot of times what God will do is he will wait till you're sleeping, because during the daytime there's so much distraction, you're so many people, your own social media, you're communicating with, your phone won't stop ringing, and he needs your attention. So the Holy Spirit will wait till you're sleeping so he can minister to you. And one thing I love about God is he wants you to know the truth. The Bible says to be aware of Satan's devices. And a lot of times God will warn you, glory to God, before destruction. If you are a man or woman of God, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again on the third day and he lives at the right side, the right side of God in heaven, and all power he has on the earth, glory to God, he is speaking to his people that believe. Amen. I don't know about you, but even when I was in the bars, and even when I was in the clubs, the power of the living God, the Holy Ghost, used to come find me, because ministers don't, these days and time, they don't go into the streets to preach the gospel anymore. They don't do street evangelism like they used to back when I was growing up. So in my times when I was in the clubs and doing my own thing, the church would not come get me. But because I was raised, somebody say raised in church, because I was raised in church, I understood how the anointing and how the presence of God felt. So even when I was doing my thing, that doesn't mean God wasn't there. Even when I was in the bars, the Holy Spirit still used to speak to me, even when I was out of the will of God. See, that's what I love about the Holy Spirit. When there is a call of God on your life, you can be out the will of God, and God has sent the Comforter. He has sent the Holy Spirit. Even if you don't have him in you, he will still send the Holy Spirit around you to convince you, to bring you into the fold, to bring you into the fivefold, to bring you in. Because Jesus said, it is not his will that you shall perish, but have everlasting life. And I felt, I always had a conviction. We're still talking about spiritual dreams. I'm going to get there. But I always had a conviction. If I did something, I felt bad about it. That was always a part of me, because I fear God. I fear God because I know I'm not God, and I know I don't have no power, not the kind of power God had. He made heaven and earth. He put the stars in the sky. So respect got to go back to the name God just because he created the earth. So there's always a fear in me. So long story short, amen, the Holy Spirit used to always speak to me. Even when I was not into the things of God, I could still feel him around me, protecting me, because he already knew my destiny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so what God will do is, even as a little girl, I always had dreams and visions. Amen. I always had dreams, and God would show me things. Now, I want to teach you guys today how to understand what God is speaking to you in your dream. You have to understand that not every dream is from God. Let me say that again. Not every dream is from God. Amen. There's some dreams that come to you to confuse you. Amen. The Bible said that God is not the author of confusion. Glory to God. Before you go to sleep at night, you need to be praying and asking God, Lord, cover my mind. Lord, cover my ears, that I may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and rebuke nightmares in Jesus' name. Rebuke succubus and incubus, demons, all these evil spirits that try to torment people while they're sleeping. Glory to God. We'll get into that later, because many don't know about the incubus and the succubus. Those are evil spirits that try to attack you while you're sleeping. Amen. But God wants you to know that he's trying to get your attention. Never ignore dreams that when you wake up, you're crying. That's the first sign. If God show you a dream, and what you're dreaming about is a sign, is like it wakes you up, and you're crying, and then the fear of the Lord comes upon you, and you repent. If you wake up and you're asking God to forgive you from your sins, wash your sins away, most likely you had a spiritual dream. Because anytime the Holy Spirit speaks and your life is not pleasing to God, it's going to cause you to first do the first steps and do your first works over, which is repent. Amen. The true presence of the living God will cause you to repent from your sins and turn from your evil ways. Glory to God. If God is showing you, amen, and God don't even got to show you this. This isn't, if you pick up the Bible, you will see that this world is going to be destroyed. Glory to God. You will see that the wrath of God is soon to come on the earth. Glory to God. If you take the time and read the Bible, which is the prophecy, but we're talking about spiritual dreams. And so God will, I remember when I was dating, before I got married over 10 years ago, I remember dating. And I asked God, I said, Lord, is this man my husband? And remember, when I talk about my testimony, it's for you, it's to help you, it's to encourage you, it's to push you, amen, to the things of God, amen, hallelujah. So I asked God, I said, Lord, is this my husband? I said, if this is not my husband, show it to me. See, you got to learn to provoke God to speak to you, amen, and provoke the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let God know that, and you have to learn to rebuke all evil spirits, because there are other voices that are out there that operate through familiar spirits. So you have to. That's why you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost, so you can understand, learn how to rightfully divide the word of truth, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. The reason why most people can't hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because they don't have the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. But I remember dating this guy, and I said, Lord, I don't want to waste time with this person if it's not my husband. So I remember going to sleep, and God began to, and I prayed this prayer, and I said, Father, I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be in you, and I know, but I fear your name, and you know I want to be saved, and you know I love Jesus, and you know I have a fear of God, and it's just so hard for me to really get involved with, and I'm just fighting. There's a fight within me, that a struggle between good and evil, and I need your help. But I used to always have a fear. And I used to pray a lot as a child, and I used to pray a lot in high school, and I used to pray a lot in my early 20s. Even now, even before I even gave my life to God, I still used to pray and ask for help and guidance through the Holy Ghost. And I remember God showing me the dream where the person who I was dating was cheating. And I said, thank you, Lord, so much for letting me know. Amen. He was letting me know that the person I was with was a womanizer. Glory to God. And so, and I kid you not, and it happened in real life. After he showed me the dream, it manifested in the natural. See, that's how God wants you to become. He wants you to act, to lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Amen. When you acknowledge him, that means you ask God for guidance. Glory to God. And you reject evil spirits. You have to first know that evil does exist, and the devil wants you confused. He don't want you to know how to interpretate spiritual dreams. I'm going to tell you another way to know that God is speaking to you in your dream. The first way we talked about is it calls you to repent. You'll have a godless sorry on you when you wake up. It's like you'll wake up in it's like a strong emotion that will come up on you when you wake up to get on your knees and ask for forgiveness and receive Jesus. That's how you know he's speaking to you in your dream. He'll show you warnings of wars coming to America. He'll show you different things that is happening in the government that they won't tell us. He'll show you laws that is coming, that's going to be coming to pass against the Bible. He'll show you things, martial law. He'll show you different things, and you have to write that stuff down. Amen. God will let you know things in your dream. You got to learn how to pray and ask God, Lord, deal with me in my sleep so I can hear you. There's too much distraction going on when I'm awake. I need you to speak to me in my sleep. Amen. I remember when when God was making Adam and Eve, he put Adam in a deep sleep. Glory to God. And sometimes God will put you in a deep sleep so he can work on you, so he can heal your body, so he can save your soul, so he can give you dreams. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God wants to lead you. The Holy Spirit is a leader God and a God of all truth. So you need to be careful. You need to understand that God is speaking. He's not just speaking to the priest. exactly will you obey the words of the Lord? So you need to know that God can speak to us through dreams. God will also send warnings and dreams. I remember we was at a house and we was living there for a while, and the Holy Spirit began to deal with me about the landlord. And he began to let me know what's going to happen. He said, y'all going to have to leave here. He don't want y'all to have this house. So I woke up and told my husband, I said, baby, that landlord going to kick us out for no reason. We paid up on time, but God told me that he wanted his family to have that house. And that's understandable. But God had to let us know so we don't be put out on the streets. So the Holy Spirit will let you know so you don't be homeless, glory to God. And I'm telling you, you got to learn how to lean not to your own understanding. Glory to God. Sometimes you're going to have dreams that is not from God. And you're going to have to say, well, no, that one God right there. How do you know? Through discernment, through the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost, if you've been baptized, amen, and how do you know you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Because you love your enemies. Uh-oh. How do you know if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost because you pray for those that do you wrong? Come on. How do you know when you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, even when you have nothing, you're still giving, huh? How do you know when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, even though you're going through hell in your marriage, hell in your life, hell in your church, you still give God the glory? And did I mention hell on your job? Because the devil there too. Amen. That's how you know you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because of the love, the fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, love, happiness, long-suffering, the things that everybody else gave up on and threw in the towel and almost killed themselves, you survived because you depended on God. A lot of people won't survive because they don't depend on God. But you depend on God, so now God gave you another chance because you did it in God's strength and not your own strength. But God wants you today, he wants you to know today that he's speaking to you. And before you go to bed, you need to pray. And not no prayer like one of them cartoon prayers. I'm talking about a prayer to where you can evoke heaven so you can convince heaven to speak. I'm talking about prayers that pushes heaven to move on your behalf. I'm talking about prayers of hunger and being thirsty after righteousness. I'm talking about prayers that pushes God to speak to you. I'm talking about prayers that prove to God that you are one of his, that you will not turn on him, that you will not give up, that you will not, that you will, when you are in front of people, you're not afraid to speak his name. God wants to know that you're trustworthy. So when you pray, you need to pray a prayer. You don't have to be, it ain't how loud you are when you pray. It's the spirit you have. It's the heart that you have when you pray. It's your motives when you pray. Are you praying just for you? Or are you praying because you really want to see the power of God move in your city, in your country, in your region? Or is it just for you and your family and that's it? You and your foe and no more. That's all I'm praying for. And you have people that do that. Amen. God don't want us to have selfish prayers. So when you pray before you go to bed or whenever you pray, pray to ask God to intervene in your sleep. And if you have the Holy Ghost, I want you to say fire. Write this down. Fire. Jeremiah said it's like fire shut up in my bones. One way I know that I'm being led by the Holy Ghost or God is speaking, I wake up and it's the fire of the Lord is upon in my body and I can feel the fire of God. Sometimes I even wake up speaking in unknown tongues. That's how you know that God is speaking to you. If you have the Holy Ghost, you'll wake up with the fire and anointing. You'll wake up with it already on you because he's speaking to you while you were asleep. Amen. And I know this may scare some of you that may not know a lot about the demonic world, but if you go on TV, it'll tell you all these movies and all these channels about what they call it, forensic evidence. What they call it, y'all know what I'm talking about. They call it demonic. They don't call it demonic. They call it something else. I can't think of the word right now. But that's the demonic activity that's going on. Amen. They call it something else, but it's not that. It's demonic activity. That's what it is. Y'all know the word I'm talking about. It'll come to me later. Amen. But you can go on the TV, and it'll tell you that evil's spirits are real. They have people that have live testimonies on TV, and you can even go to YouTube, and they'll tell you that they'll tell you testimonies of them dying and coming back to life and how they met Jesus. There's testimonies even on TV of how people have been hunted in their own homes because of demons. That's why when you move to a house, you have to pray in your house. You have to plead the blood of Jesus and speak life through the word of God in your house. Amen? Hallelujah. But God wants you to know that he's speaking to you. Will you listen? Amen. Be careful what you're watching on TV, on Facebook, social media, because when you go to sleep, that stuff going to replay in your mind. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful what we're listening to, what we're watching, because how can God speak to you when you got all that clutter and mess in your spirit? And then when you have a dream, that's all you're dreaming about is what you saw all day at work, what you saw all day on TV, and what you saw and what you heard all day on the radio. Amen. Whatever you consume yourself with, glory to God, that will interrupt the plans of God. That will interrupt God speaking to you, because there's so much clutter and so much negativity and so much a mess in your spirit, you can't hear from God. It's demonic clutter. Amen. So you got to get rid of that stuff. You know, people gossiping and lying. I don't want to hear that gossiping. I don't want to see that. It's not that you're so spiritual. It's that you're guarding your heart. You're guarding your anointing. You're guarding yourself from all unrighteousness. The Bible says, flee from sin. Flee from it. Flee from evil. Flee from it. Get it away. We're not just talking about regular entertainment. There's some entertainment that can be clean entertainment, and there's some entertainment that can be pure evil. And as you grow in God, God will tell you what you need to watch, what you need to listen to as you grow in God. But you also need to know that contamination can cause a blockage, a spiritual blockage, with God being able to speak to you in your dreams and visions. Because when you're open to the voice of the Lord, it will save you a lot of headache in life. Uh-oh. I don't think y'all heard that. When you're open to the voice of the Lord, it will save you of a lot of headache in life. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. As you begin to obey God the first time, the second time will come easier. Uh-oh. As you begin to launch out on faith and obey God the first time and the second time, and then he show you that what he told you and he bring it to pass, that builds your faith. Now the third time, you ain't got to question God. You just do it. If God speak, you just move. You won't even question God no more, because you built a relationship with God and you understand how he operates, how he moves. God wants to get us to a place where we understand how he moves and operates. You got to get to a place in God, amen, or you'll look at the devil and say, no, that's not God right there. Everybody preaching, but not everybody sent from God, amen, and you will know them by how they treat you. If you walk in Walmart, amen, and they don't speak, say hello. I had one pastor. He knew who I was through Facebook, and I seen him in the public, but he looked at me red in my face and looked the other way. You will know them by their fruits. Amen. You will know them. Glory to God. There's an old saying that people show you who they are, believe them. But we're still talking about dreams. We still talk about dreams. I want you to understand that in the Bible, God used a lot of men of God in dreams and visions. Genesis 31, 24, and 29, the Lord warned Laban not to speak his own words to Jacob, as Laban had been upset with him. And God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night, and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. So that was a dream of warning. Amen. In Matthew 2:19 and 20, after the danger was gone, Joseph was told it was safe to return to Israel again in a dream. God spoke to him in a dream because King Herod was trying to kill all the boys. Amen. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life. The young child's life was Jesus. But God spoke in a dream through an angel. So you need to know that God uses dreams to warn you, and he also has prophetic dreams. He will tell you of things to come. We talked about, you know, we talked about that earlier, that prophetic dreams can come through interpretation. Prophetic dreams, God will give you interpretation when you wake up. That's discernment. So when you wake up, if God gave you a prophetic dream, discernment will automatically hit you. If it's from God, God is not a God of confusion, for one. He's not a bipolar God. When God give you a prophetic dream, he going to give you the meaning. You ain't got to run down this person and that person to get a meaning to a dream. Glory to God, if you got the Holy Ghost will tell you the meaning of the dream. Amen. The reason why so many people get confused, because they run into all these different leaders trying to get interpretation. Now they got 20 million different interpretations, and they're confused. But you got to ask God. When you pray before you go to bed, you need to ask God not only to give you prophetic dreams or dreams of warning or dreams that will save your life, but dreams of interpretation, of discernment. You need the spirit of discernment. Amen? And discernment and the spirit of interpretation, ask God for wisdom. That's wisdom. And the Bible says he will give it to you. Amen. Spiritual wisdom. Now, there are times where you'll need to go to your spiritual father or a pastor. Yes, there are times when you're a baby in the Lord and you're growing. Yes. But all the time you're just going to 50 million different leaders trying to get interpretation, that brings confusion. You have to learn how to rightfully divide the word of truth in prayer and study time. Amen, glory to God. And you want to be around people that are full of wisdom. And you want to be around people who are confident in their walk with God. Amen. So you can learn, amen, this life, this Christian life. Amen. But God will give you the spirit of interpretation. That's discernment. What do you think discernment is? Discernment is knowing things without having someone told you. Discernment is knowing the result of a thing without somebody telling you. It's just something that you know. Amen. It's just something that you know because God is a God of wisdom, that you get it through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for dreams. And be careful, amen, glory to God, that you're not misinterpreting your dreams. Ask God for discernment. Ask him, amen. Ask him for that and receive it, amen, by faith that he's giving you the gift of interpretation of dreams. Amen. It's a gift from God. Amen. So we release that word to you real quick. Real quick, I want you to go to gabradio.org. At the top right corner, there is a donate button. You can donate a seat into the radio ministry there. You can also call in on the go at 641-793-9495 or download the TuneIn app to listen on the go. Amen? Hallelujah. But we're almost out of here, y'all. We are almost out of here. And, again, I do thank every one of you. Tune in every day, noontime. Glory to God. All right? Hallelujah. So I want you guys to also don't forget to catch Cheryl Underwood podcast every day at 4 o'clock. God bless everybody. And keep it locked right here at gabradio.org. Remember, pray for interpretation of dreams. God wants to speak to you. Have a blessed day. Then I saw New Jerusalem coming down fresh out of heaven like a brand new bride. The holy city's what I'm talking about, and I wanna make it in. Yeah.